It's a short, concise, straightforward letter in response to, it was actually written in early December when some of the nominations for Trump's cabinet were being released. So Myron E. Bell was the one red flag that came out as someone who was a climate change denier and had worked to spread propaganda that would question the scientific consensus. So what we were asking in this letter is for the USF administration to make a statement that stands by its scientists, stands by its educators who are teaching climate change, and supports this commitment to sustainable development and innovation, which they have stated in the past is a priority. But it feels really necessary right now in this political climate to re-emphasize this and to be leaders in this kind of intellectual fight for objective reality and scientific truths.
Have you gotten a response from the administration?
Have not gotten a response yet. The letter was delivered on January 13th, and I took a hard copy over to the president's office, gave it to staff there, and I emailed to President Genschaft and to all of the provost's office and academic deans. Have not gotten a reply yet.
If it turns out where the administration doesn't reply, what do you think that says about the administration of USF's commitment to academic freedom and you being able to do your good science?
I think it's not an option right now to remain silent. And as academic leaders, we need to take responsibility for intellectual integrity, and we need to speak out and stand up for objective facts and for scientific consensus. So if there's no statement, whether it's directly responding to our letter or in some way responding to this attack on science, then I'm sure people here will mobilize and will put pressure on our administration, on our community, to recognize the severity and reality and danger that's posed by the threat of climate change.
And finally, who has signed it? Not necessarily the names of people, but what are the positions? Is it only students or are there professors?
It's over 100 signatures, including a lot of grad students in the sciences, including faculty, including some administrators, some department chairs, and it's a very broad group from over a dozen different departments. So it's not just the scientists doing the research who care about this, it's the larger USF community also cares about this, especially as we're living in a state that's projected to be so severely impacted by climate change.
Is there anything else I didn't ask that you'd like to say about this?
We need to keep pressuring our leaders at the local level, including in our academic institutions, and also in our local governments, keep pressuring our senators to vote against these nominees who are still saying that there's room for this discussion on whether climate change is caused by humans and CO2 emissions. Calling Rubio, calling Nelson to push them to vote against Scott Pruitt for the EPA and Rick Perry for Department of Energy, who are openly climate change deniers and will not accept the consensus of scientific experts, which is just really irresponsible and dangerous.